Hi, this is Rowena, the Minister of Wales United Church, over in Israel and occupied Palestine for 3 months. The first 2 weeks have been intense in getting used to the heat, the food and the culture. This morning, the Bethlehem International team of four got up really early and went to the village of Kisan for 6 o'clock. It was around the time of a beautiful sunrise. We joined a group of shepherdesses who needed to find food for the hungry village herds of sheep and goats. I imagine the shepherding of Jesus' time not being that different in practice. It was beautiful and peaceful with views over to the Dead Sea. The land nearest the village where the Palestinians can graze their sheep legally during the occupation by Israel is on the sunny side of the hill. As it's now summer, there is no grass left. Keeping the herds in the village is not possible due to the expense of fodder that has increased with the war in Ukraine. The village is surrounded by Israeli settlements built on land beyond the Green Line agreed in 1948, when Israel was established. Israel has control over much of what was the village land, as a lot has been designated as Area C, that is under military control. A settler in a house built closer to the village than others called the Israel military. A little later, a unit of four Israeli soldiers came and asked the Palestinian shepherdesses and the international team, of which I'm a part, to move back to non-military land closer to the village, where there's no grass. The soldiers and women had a discussion about their right to access their land under international humanitarian law. However, the Israel military kept affirming the policy that we had to be behind the line that was designated as the end of the military zone, Area C, and thereby we needed to go back to designated village land. Following a good discussion with no movement on either side, the soldiers checking the passports of the international team, we went back to the village. This was the first time internationals had accompanied this village's shepherdesses, and they were delighted with the support and solidarity that it gave, even if they were still prevented from grazing their flocks where there was grass after a couple of hours. It's hoped that this may be tried again so that the village can feed their flocks and so sustain their livelihood and resist the occupation of their land. Please pray for all those seeking to shepherd their flocks in difficult times. And please continue to pray for me as I continue to serve God in the Holy Land.